And why did you take up this writing of this book, this story of Grace Marie? Why did you write about Marie? Why did you feel like prisons was a message to get out there? Could you just give us the background? What's your connection with prisons and with reform in prisons, I guess, specifically?
This has been a quite an amazing journey for me, Mark. I never set out to do this. The book found me. Several years ago, I was involved in working with juvenile offenders. I'm a restorative justice mediator, and I work with juvenile offenders in Pennsylvania. What we do is we bring them face-to-face with the victims of their crimes for a restorative process to let victims and offenders work out how to address the harms that the offender has caused. So I had been doing that work for several years, and the day after the Virginia Tech shooting, I got a phone call from the director of that program where I'm a volunteer mediator, and he said, "What are you doing this Saturday?" And I told him I was incredibly busy and had, lots going on, and he said, "Oh, okay, that's too bad," and didn't continue, but of course my curiosity was piqued, so I asked, why he wanted to know. And he told me that they had a group of 10 troubled kids who were signed up to take a conflict resolution training program, but the instructor had just backed out. He knew that I had taught conflict resolution in the business world for a number of years, and he said, "I just thought that maybe you would be willing to take on these kids." And I guess when you get a phone call like that, I just thought that there was some larger reason why I got that phone call out of the blue. So I agreed to teach that class. Pretty quickly realized I was in over my head because these were some very troubled, very angry kids. I knew that I needed help because teaching them was not in any way the same as what I had taught in the business world. So one Sunday morning in church, I actually stood up and asked for prayers for myself and for these kids because I just didn't feel like I was reaching them. At church, a friend of mine came up to me afterward and said, "I met this woman named Marie Hamilton many years ago, and she was teaching conflict resolution and nonviolence to prison inmates. So surely she could help you with these teenagers." So my friend was going to see if she still had Marie Hamilton's contact information, but she didn't, unfortunately, and I taught a few more classes and continued to struggle with them. And I finally decided to just look on Google and see if I could find out anything about Marie Hamilton. And when I did find information about her and was just amazed at all that she had done to try to improve the lives of incarcerated men and women across Pennsylvania. So I called my friend from church and I said, "Hey, guess what? I found information about Marie Hamilton on the internet." And my friend, whose name is Jean Moyer, said, "Well, wait until you hear this. I went to church on Sunday morning, and I saw this blonde-haired lady sitting by herself in a pew. And I thought, well, I'll scoot in next to her and make her feel welcome. She looks like she might be a visitor." And during the time in our service when we passed the attendance pad down the pew, this woman filled out her name and passed the pad to Jean. And Jean opened it up, and it said, "Marie Hamilton, State College, Pennsylvania." So Jean talked with Marie after church about me and my students that I was trying to teach, and Marie agreed to offer any help that she could to me. And then Jean asked whether she was still doing her work in the prison. Marie said, "As a matter of fact, I've retired, and I'm looking for someone to write a book about all of my experiences over 30 years in the prisons." When Jean told me all of this, I was so excited. I was a freelance writer, and I was struggling to try and build up a freelance writing business. And I said to Jean, "Well, gosh, I've always wanted to write a book about restorative justice." So Jean and I went to meet with Marie Hamilton, and she just started telling us some of her stories. And we thought, wow, this book has to get written one way or another. That's how it started.